Well, good morning and good afternoon and welcome. Today is going to be an old-fashioned prayer meeting. That's a prayer fire. We're going to be praying about all the topics and prayer points we have covered over the last several days about revival, about evangelism, about soul winning. And you say, what is S2R? Well, I just abbreviated it for September to remember. So it's going to be a prayer meeting today. You better strap on. Put on your prayer girdles and let's fight the good fight. Hallelujah. You remember that, you know, prayer is not a thing that we must take lightly. You know, we are always in a battle. But we thank God that, you know, through our Lord Jesus Christ, we have the victory. Scripture says, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Glory to God. You know, so today I'm going to lead us through some prayer points, you know, and we're going to pray together. Now, this is corporate prayer. You know, so we want you to join in the prayers. When it is time, when I can call out these prayer points, I want you to join the prayer. Let your voices be heard. In fact, if you are in the audience, you should come to the stage and join us. We want to make everybody's voices to be heard today. Let your voices be heard on high. Praise the Lord as we pray together this morning. It's going to be powerful. So I want to, you know, pray over the room again. Then we're going to get into it. And I'll be calling out those prayer points. And I need you to engage with us in prayer today. Father, we thank you for an hour of power where we can come together and believe the Lord. Scripture says, believe the Lord, so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. Father, we're coming together today by the word of the Lord. We pray. And we know, Lord, and we declare it again, as always, every day, that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. And today, as we stand together in united prayer, you have given us your assurance that when we pray together in unity, say, whatsoever any of you, two of you, shall agree upon the earth, said, I will sanction it. If any two of you shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, you said, I will do it. So, Lord, we're coming in, leveraging that agreement, the unity today, to bring forth these prayer points. To God be the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Prayer fire this morning. Revival, evangelism, soul winning, and September to remember. That's what S2R stands for this morning. Because not enough room to put all those words in there.
Psalm 100.
So, September, sorry, I don't know, something jumped up here.
Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God.
Hold on a second, please.
He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people.
I've got to get this. Well, listen to that for a minute. Enter into his while I figure out how to turn it off.
And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Well, I think my hand hit a button on my phone. I had that scripture open, and it started going in there, and I'm still trying to turn it off. Hold on a second. I think I finally figured out how to turn it off. It's going in the background.
We're not hearing it anymore.
Yeah. I just figured out how to turn it off. It was going in the background, and I couldn't figure it out. That's really weird. Anyway, praise the Lord. I'm going to start over. We're going into prayer this morning. Prayer, fire, revival, evangelism, soul winning, and September to remember. That's what S2R stands for. Just an abbreviation so that it can fit in the title. So these are the things, you know, over the last week or so, we've covered many topics, and I'm going to pull together all the prayer points for those topics this morning. The first of them is a hunger for God's presence. And as I call out these prayer points, I want everybody to join in prayer. So our first prayer point this morning is a hunger for God's presence. That's a cry for revival. You know, that's, we can't have revival without that. So that's the first thing. Because God has said it is time, well, we must start praying to God be the glory. Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee, O Lord? Psalm 85 and verse 6. That's going to be our prayer this morning. My soul thirsted for God, Psalm 42. You know, my soul cried out for the living God. Well, those are the things that we're going to pray about this morning. And then, you know, the promise of the Lord also, as we pray, he has promised, you know, he said, you know, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. Well, that's a promise. You know, and he said, the Lord shall make bright clouds and give rain to every one grass. Nobody left behind.
Zechariah 10.
So listen to that scripture.
In the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd. Mine anger was kindled against the shepherds, and I punished the goats. For the Lord of hosts hath visited his...
All right, so another device started playing this morning. You know, I think these devices just want to praise the Lord, I guess. You know, so, well, if the devices want to praise the Lord, what about us? Well, let's praise the Lord, and let's hearken to his word. So ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. Our first prayer point, therefore, is a cry for God to send revival, a hunger for God's presence. You know, my soul thirsted for the living God. When will I come into thy presence? You know, this man wanted more and more of God. And so that's going to be our first prayer point this morning. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Psalm 63. To see thy power and thy glory. Even as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. So that's our first prayer point this morning. And I want every one of us, by the grace of God, to be able to engage in these prayers as we go along. Praise God. Here is another scripture, Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, even fainted, for the courts of the living God. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. So let's cry out for God's presence this morning. Prayer in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, I pray that you will flood my heart with your presence. Ah, Lord, I pray, Lord, for the presence of glory of God in my life, in the life of my brothers and sisters that are here. Lord, today, Lord, let us experience that power of God. Let us experience the presence again, O Lord, and again.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So be ready. I'm going to just call on people as we go through this prayer request. Any one of you that's on stage, I can call on you to round the prayer up and lift up your voice. I just call on one person here and there. So this one right here, this prayer point is for an awakening, a deep hunger for God's presence in our lives and in our churches. It's a prayer for God to remove the spiritual complacency. You know, awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. These are the things that we are praying for in this prayer point. That's individually, and that's also corporately, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14. And we're praying that God will revive every dry place, every cold heart, every weary spirit. God will bring his fire
back into our lives. And with each of these prayer points, we also have a promise. You know, so you'll be paying attention as I'm reading this thing out, because if I call on you, those will be the scriptures that you'll be using to pray. You know, the Lord said, I will pour water upon him that is athirst. So we do have a promise, you know, that when we are hungry for the things of God, God will do it. Isaiah 44 and verse 3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. Glory to God. And the children will not be left out. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy drink. So while we are praying this prayer, here is the prayer point. Or here are the prayer points. Lord, number one, awaken a deep hunger for your presence in my heart and in our churches. We need it both ways. Number two, Lord, remove spiritual complacency. You know, stir up a fresh longing for the Lord in our hearts. You know, the Lord should deliver us from the spirit of complacency and feeling satisfied with the status quo. Number three, Lord, revive every dry place, every cold heart, every weary spirit. Lord, must bring those prayer fires back. And remember his promise in Jesus' name. Okay. I'm going to call on Lady Ebon to take that prayer. Take that prayer for a call to revival. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. Thank you for this opportunity to gather in one accord and, Lord, and to present our prayer point before you. Lord, the revival of our soul. The revival, Lord, Lord, even according to your word, you said you will pour water upon him that is athirst, that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. Lord, you promised to pour out your spirit upon your seed, and your blessing upon thy offspring. And the same thing, Lord, you promised, Lord, that in the last days, you pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Yes, that your young men, your young women, your young men, they will prophesy. Your older people, Lord, they will dream dreams. We pray, Lord, that the word, and the same in the book of Acts, Lord, you, in 2:28 or something, that you promise the same, that you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Now that your young men, yes, we prophesy. Hallelujah. They will dream dreams, Lord. The older women, they will dream, and the older men, they will dream dreams. Lord, we pray, Lord, that this will be our portion, even as you are reviving us in the midst of the years. Revive us, O Lord, in the midst of the years. Yes, revive us, O Lord. Hallelujah. That we, even as you have promised, so let it be. You have spoken your word. And shall, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your words. They are yea and they are amen. They are yea. It says, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. We pray, O Lord, that you begin to give our children dreams, O Lord. Pour it, Lord. Let them begin to prophesy in the name of Jesus. Let our old men begin to see dreams, yes. And our young men see visions. We pray, Lord, we thank you because you are pouring out your spirit of revival upon our soul, upon our spirit. Let us, O Lord, walk in the light of your countenance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you are able to perform all the things that you have put in your word. And you are the one that makes us both to will and to do your good purpose. Yes, it is the Lord God that will make us both to will. Yes, you have put the will in our hearts, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us, O Lord, that we may do all these things according to your will, as in the book of Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Put the will in us, O Lord, to do your pleasure. Let your pleasure reign supreme. He said he will perform all your pleasures. Yes, and your will be done. Therefore, Lord, we pray that your will and your pleasures be done in our lives. Lord, we are yours. We have no other God but you. You are the only one that we look up unto. Lord, we do not rule our own lives by ourselves. We surrender to your will this morning. We surrender our purpose, our mind, and everything into your hands, that you will lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch, let this revival go into the hearts of everyone, our children, our grandchildren, and everyone in our families, Father, even in the household of faith, and you bring in new people that will be on fire for Christ. In the name of Jesus, pour out your spirit, O Lord. Let us receive it in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. And everyone says amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our next prayer point, thank you for that prayer. Our next prayer point is going to be on brokenness and repentance. This is the number one ingredient for continued revival, as it is written in the book of Joel, chapter 2 and verse 13, rend your heart and not your garments. You know, and again, the Lord said in Isaiah 66 and 2, this is the man to whom I will look, he that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word. And yet again in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that's repentance, then will I hear from heaven, glory to God, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. So that's going to be a prayer point. We're going to pray together, and afterward I'll call on somebody. We're going to say, Lord, break every pride. Cleanse us of every hidden sin. Give us contrite hearts and honest repentance. Remove anything at all that is competing with you in our lives. Prayer. In Jesus' name, everybody.
Father, we begin to pray for brokenness in our lives. Father, that nothing will prevent us, O Lord. Nothing will prevent us. Let our ears be open. The spirit of our ears, O Lord. Inner mind that will be open unto you. Lord, according to your word, O Lord. They said we should rend our hearts and not our garments, Lord. That we turn unto our Lord, our God, for he is present. Gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of a great kindness, and repented him of any evil. Thank you, Jesus. We rend our hearts, O Lord, enter into our hearts, and
Lord,
amplified and outpouring over let it come. Eternal Father, God of glory, come before you, prayer is broken and in contact. You will not escape. Lord, we come before you, receive the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Let your blood have every single one of us. Oh, we bow before your throne this morning. I bow before your throne. I bow before the Lord, the God of glory. I ask for the revival fire. I ask, oh God, for the spirit of repentance. The revival will not come until the children of God begin to repent. Father, we come before you in repentance. We come before you, oh God, asking that you search us over and see that the enemy wicked will not lead us in the way of everlasting. Forgive us, oh God, our shortcomings. Forgive our fearlessness. Forgive, oh God, ways we have said to the past. Forgive, oh God, times we have not fasted. Times, oh God, we have not prayed. Forgive us, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will bring righteousness upon us. We ask, oh God, for your spirit. Oh, the calabash soon defeated in the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen. Amen.
So
amen.
The prayer topic is the first, on our own that we have to do. That hunger comes from God, but this one we must do on our own. We must repent on our own. God cannot repent for us. We must humble ourselves on our own. God cannot, be the one that will be making us will be humble. We must humble ourselves. Humble yourself. If my people shall, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. So we must humble ourselves before the mighty God. So this prayer point is, Lord, break down every pride. Spiritual pride hides in so many ways. Cleanse us from every hidden sin. Give us contrite hearts and honest repentance. Remove from us anything in our lives that's competing with your presence and your glory. We must pray fervently like this, not only today, but every day. Praise the Lord. I'm going to call on Sister Renita to raise that prayer. And here are the promises of God for us. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, glory to God, He is faithful and He is just to forgive us our sins. Not only that, but also to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. Now, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. But if we confess our sin, then He's not only able to forgive, He's faithful, and He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. And also, the Lord reminds us that it is not that God has lost His power. It is not that God has become deaf. No. It is our sins that have blocked our prayers, And so, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, Isaiah 59, that He cannot save, neither His ear become heavy, that He cannot hear. But your iniquities are separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear. But as we turn to the Lord will forgive. If I hide, iniquity in my heart, well, I will not prosper. But if I confess it and forsake it, then the Lord will have mercy. Proverbs 28 and verse 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso
confess it and forsake it. That's repentance. Shall have mercy. So we're going to pray with those prayer points. Sister Renita, go ahead. Praise the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace with humble and repentant hearts. We thank you for your mercy, your unfailing love, and the precious blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we desire to be a people who are holy, pleasing, and fully surrendered to you. Your word declares in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So Father, we humble ourselves before you today. We seek your face and turn from every sinful way. Forgive us, O Lord, and let your healing flow in our hearts, our families, our churches, our nations. And Lord, according to Isaiah 66:2, look upon us because we come with a poor and contrite spirit, trembling at your word. Break every root of pride, exaltation, stubbornness, and rebellion. Crush every idol within our hearts and teach us to walk in humility, obedience, and the fear of the Lord. Search us, O God. Reveal every hidden sin, every secret fault, every impure motive, every unforgiveness, every compromise, and everything that grieves your Holy Spirit. As 1 John 1:9 declares, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we confess our sins before you now, Lord. Wash us thoroughly by the blood of Jesus. Purify us until there is nothing within us that hinders fellowship with you. And Father, according to Joel 2, we render our hearts and our garments, God. We rend our hearts and our garments. Let our repentance be sincere and complete. Restore to us the joy of your salvation. Renew a right spirit, God, within us and pour out your Holy Spirit afresh upon us. Let brokenness give way to restoration and let humility prepare us for greater measures of your presence. And Holy Spirit, create in us clean hearts. Renew steadfast spirits within us. Make us sensitive to your voice, quick to obey, and eager to live lives that glorify Jesus Christ. Let our lives bear the fruit of true repentance, righteousness, and holiness. And we thank you because you are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Thank you for forgiving us and cleansing us, for restoring us and drawing us near. May we forever walk humbly before you, Lord, delight in your presence and reflect the character of Christ. And it is in the mighty, holy, and precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen. And everybody say
amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer. Praise the Lord. Next prayer point is going to be on unity, purpose, singleness of heart, united, fervent prayer together. We talked about that before. You know, that's the engine that fuels, you know, revival in our communities. When we come together in prayer, in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 14, we're told that these all continued, you know, in prayer. And they were in one accord. They gathered together in one accord. They had the same mind. They were praying the same thing. It wasn't that one person praying this way, another person, you know, praying that way. Listen to this, Acts 1 and 14. These all continued with one accord in prayer and in supplication. Even the women, they were there. Even Mary, mother of Jesus, were there. And the brothers of Jesus, they were also there. His family, they were all there. Well, they all came together and they continued like that until the day of Pentecost was fully come. They might have continued for 10 days or longer. They were there. You know, and they were all in one accord, in one place. That one accord is so important when we are talking about revival. You know, we must all with one mouth. The scripture says, all with one mouth speak the same thing. Paul says, fulfill ye my joy, that ye all with one mouth, you know, especially in prayer. we speak the same thing. We have singleness of purpose. You know, we have oneness of mind, and we glorify the Lord together. And, you know, when we do that, it is so powerful. This is going to be our next point. Now, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, that ye all speak the same thing and pray the same thing, and there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same thing, same judgment, praying the same thing before the Lord. That's so critical for revival. We also, so these prayer points are, Lord, unite us in one accord, that we will have one heart, one cry, one purpose. Teach us persistence. You know, that will be passionate in our prayer, a persistent prayer that will not go away. Together, all of us believing the same thing. And Lord, shake our gatherings with Holy Ghost power. This is our next prayer point. So prayer, everybody, afterward, I'll call on someone. Let's pray. Pray these things. God will unite us together. Remember, when they were all in one accord, 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse 13, it came even to pass as all the priests, 120 of them, were all in one accord, and all the singers and everybody, to make one sound to be heard in glorifying and in praising the Lord. And they were together like that. It came to pass that even then was when the glory of God descended. So let's pray for this unity in our midst every time we gather together in purpose. And there's a gathering that's coming September to remember. Prayer in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, we pray, O God, that you will bring unity of purpose, singleness of heart, so that we all with one mouth,
and we bring hearts to one another, so that we ask in the name of Jesus that you help us in the things we say that we do in our behavior, that the Lord will be promote unity and not, oh God, bring about the vision, Lord, that we make against every schism in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the spirit of unity, unity of purpose, unity of strength, unity in a vision in the name of Jesus. Yes, that will bind us with that cord of unity, cord of love that cannot be. Lord, my God, I thank you for the name of Jesus. Help us to see ourselves, to see areas we are not mounted in our bodies, and help us to see our hearts to you in the name of Jesus. Let your word be in my heart upon your heart, and I ask that you search me, and help me to see. Fix my problem.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The prayer points here are on unity of the faith. We come together. We talked about unity and united purpose and prayer is the engine of revival. You know, that's what keeps it going. You know, when we're talking about revival here, we're talking about in our churches, not just individual lives. You know, we are individually revived, but together, you know, together. We don't want one person fired up and 50 people cold. They will soon go into quench that fire. You know, so, but when everybody is fired up, when we are all in one accord with one mouth, seeking the Lord, believing for more of God's presence together, that's the engine for revival. We want to pray that Lord will give us that unity and that God will take away the jostling for position, that we will focus on the Lord being the center. You know, the Bible says that preferring one another. I want to pray also that God will give us that persistence in prayer, that we will not let go, and we will not be denied. And we pray that God will shake our gatherings. When we are so united, shake our gatherings with Holy Ghost power. We have some promises for this, and this is what we're going to believe God together. Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 18, he talked about the unity in prayer, how that if we, all it takes is just two people, you know, that will agree, you know, together. You know? If any two of you, again, I say, if any two of you shall agree, Matthew 18 and 19, as touching anything that they shall ask, shall be done for them, my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. You know, well, it's powerful for us when we agree together. We saw that in Genesis 11. God said, these people are one. And there is nothing that can be of restraint to them. They are now one. They can do anything, accomplish anything. So the devil heard it and said, I need to bring this unity. They will never be, you know, with one accord, because if they are, they can accomplish everything. So we're going to pray that God will give us that spirit of unity. And also we see in the scriptures how when in the early church Acts of the Apostles, they were gathered together in the in prayer, and we saw what happened when the Holy Spirit descended. Holy Spirit loves unity. Holy Spirit will not come into a gathering when there is splinter groups there. You know, people are thinking this way and think, no, it does not work. You know, we can go through mechanical motions, but Holy Spirit to descend, all the hearts must be united.
Second Chronicles chapter 5 verse 13 tells us that it came to pass that when all the people, 120 priests and all the singers and praisers and so forth, when they were all in one accord, it came to pass that even then the Holy Ghost came. Glory to God. We want to pray that God will shake our gatherings with Holy Ghost power. But that begins with the unity of the faith. I'm going to call on Sister Julia to take this prayer point. Praise the Lord.
Precious Lord, we just thank you this morning. We magnify your name because you are God. And we thank you because you are God alone. Thank you, Lord Jesus, even for this time of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in our midst. Lord God Almighty, we lift up our voice this morning and we ask for the spirit of unity amongst us. My Lord and my God, I pray, O God, that you search us, O God, every single one of us, and see if there be any wicked way in us and lead us in the way everlasting. My Lord and my God, I pray for whatever it is that is causing this unity among us. Father, show it, O God, reveal it, O God, and help us to put things right in the name of Jesus. We know that when there is no unity, you cannot be there, Lord, but when we are united, then you will be. Lord, we ask for the spirit of unity in the mighty name of Jesus, as it was in the word, O God. Lord, when the people were united, Lord, nothing could hold your presence back. Lord, we ask for this unity in our midst. Among us, the young, the old, the men, the women. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus for this unity, this humility, this grace, O God, to look at, to esteem the other person better than myself. Lord, we ask for this grace. We rebuke and we reject the spirit of disunity, the spirit of schism, the spirit of tribalism, and everything is everything that does not that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge and the power of God. We reject this in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, oh God, for our churches, our assemblies, our homes, Lord, for the spirit of unity, unity among the husband and the wife, unity among the children, unity among the women, unity among the men. Lord, we ask for this in Jesus' name. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Father, help us, oh God, that we be of one mind, one purpose, one voice, oh God. We rebuke the devil. We come against his plans. That one that comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That spirit that destroys unity in our peace. We come against you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against you. We rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask, oh God, for this oneness in our midst. Oneness of purpose, oneness of voice, oneness, oh God, in our churches, in our local assembly, that we will agree with our leader in whatever you are proposed to do. Lord, that we will walk in unity, unity of purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for giving us this because we have asked in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Amen. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. And everybody Jesus. Says
amen. Amen. Thank you, amen. Jesus. Thank you
for that prayer. Praise the Lord. We have the promise of God. You know, Jesus said, when two of you agree, I will be there, and yeah, I will grant it. Praise God. Furthermore, you know, the unity of togetherness, you know, my goodness, so powerful. I'm going to read to us Psalm 133. Very short, just three verses. We'll take all of it. You know, it says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That is so important and so such a blessing. He said it is like the precious anointing. So when we are united, fresh anointing will come. That's right. Fresh anointing, fresh fire will come. The anointing that runs over, not just, you know, a drop of it, fresh, it will come. He said it's like the oil that was poured upon Aaron from the top of his head down through his beard to his, you know, beard to his skirts and everything. It's as the dew of Hermon that water even, you know, I mean, bring refreshing even to the dry ground. All these things will happen because of unity. And he said there in that place of unity is where the Lord commanded the blessing. Not just that the Lord gave, he commanded it. He commanded and it stands fast. He speaks and it is done. When we are in unity, God commands the blessing to come upon the people. That's right. Even life forevermore. Sicknesses are healed. Diseases depart and fall. Devil runs like lightning. Jesus said, I see the Satan falling, Satan like lightning. You know, these things happen under unity. So we thank God for that prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to talk, want to turn our attention to remember, this prayer points, this prayer meeting is for revival. And we've been talking about revival, you know. And now we want to turn our attention to evangelism and soul winning. You know, evangelism and soul winning. The first ingredient for that, in, of course, community level, is revival. You know, we cannot evangelize as a community if we're not revived. We know that. And we talked about that in the previous lessons. As an individual also, that fire must be quickened in us. And then the thing that really moves us is the Spirit of God. Jesus said, you will be, you know, endued with power and with boldness to be effective witnesses unto me when you shall have received the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And Luke chapter 24 and verse 49. Tarry ye until you be endued with the promise of the Father that you have heard from me, power from above. You will receive this power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. There are many of us that have received the Holy Ghost, but this power is not there. That's why we prayed for the presence of God. Holy Ghost deposits that power, but it is the presence of God that activates it. So, and now we want to pray for a fresh anointing, an infilling of the Holy Spirit for each of us. When the disciples were threatened in Acts chapter 4 that they should not speak anymore in that name, and they threatened them, beat them and threatened them and then let them go, warned them not to speak anymore in that name. Well, they went to their own company and said, behold the threatenings of the people, which means they were afraid. And they said, Lord, grant us boldness. Now, they had boldness, but all the conditions around them were trying to make them afraid. So they prayed for more boldness. And the only way that boldness comes, we are told, is the Holy Spirit. He will come again. Holy Spirit can come and be received multiple times. It's not a one time. It's not a once in a lifetime experience. As we saw, the same group of people that received the Holy Spirit in chapter 2 of Acts, by the time they got to chapter 4, they needed more Holy Spirit again. And we read in the book of Acts chapter 4 from verse 29, they came back to their own people and their own company. They lifted up their voice together and said, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word." So we need that boldness. They prayed, "Lord, also bring miracles, signs and wonders to be done by the name of Jesus." And they prayed. And when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together. See, it's always that togetherness. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost again. And they speak the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Very, very important. Praise the Lord. So this next prayer point is for a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost, which is the power of revival. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2 verse 4 and Ephesians 5 and 18 calls for a constant refilling of the Holy Spirit. Say, "Be not drunk with wine, but be being filled with the Spirit." So the prayer points are going to be, "Lord, fill us again with the Holy Ghost fire." Matthew 3 and 11. "I indeed baptize you," John said, "with water unto repentance. For he that cometh after me, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire." Let's pray for that Holy Ghost and fire, boldness and power. You know, let's pray that God will restore the spiritual gifts. God will restore supernatural, you know, happenings in our midst. Passion, fresh fire fall upon all of us. And you know, we'll be coming in, we'll be hearing testimonies every day in our fellowships of what God is doing. That begins with a fresh falling upon us of the Holy Spirit. Fuel this revival that we are praying for. So let's pray. Everybody, open up your mouth. And Bible says, "Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and I will pour out my spirit upon you." This promise on you, to you and to your children, to as many as the Lord our God shall call. As we are praying for this, we're praying for the following generation as well. They are not to be left behind in these things, for the promise is unto you and to your children. That's what the Bible says. To as many as the Lord our God shall call. In the last days, he said, Holy Spirit will come. It will be poured out upon our sons and our daughters and all these things. You know, they must not be left behind. Acts chapter 2 and verse 39. For this promise is unto you and to your children. Glory to God. As many, whether they are near or far off, whether your children are living with you or they are elsewhere far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call, or I should say has called. Praise the Lord. So let's pray. All of us together, let's open our mouths and pray. And afterward, I am going to call on somebody to pray over these prayer points. Prayer in Jesus' name. A fresh feeling of the Holy Spirit. We need a spiritual gift to be restored.
Restoration of God.
Father, Lord, you said in your word, oh God, that you will baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, that Lord, this day we pray for fresh and fresh and revive our fire to fall upon us again. Lord, the grace, the glory, the power. To tell people about you without feeling ashamed or embarrassed. Lord, we ask that you put these words in our mouth and you give us the grace to go with them. That we will go We ask for that fresh anointing. We ask for your power afresh to fall upon us. As in the day of Pentecost, fire fall on us. Only pursue the killing. We ask for this fresh anointing. We ask for your power. We ask for boldness. We ask for the Holy Spirit of fire upon us, every one of us. You promise to pour forth your spirit upon the jug and upon the food. We ask for this fire in the name of Jesus. Rabba Kuri Basanda Kandara Basunda. And this fire will not be quenched to God, but that it will burn. Oh God, Napa Kunya Kasunda Kanabasunda, Le Kanabasunda Kanabashira Kandarabasunda, Le Kanabasunda Kanabashenda Kanabasunda Kandiria. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. According to your word, we pray. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are for the fresh fire, the boldness, and the power of God to be able to speak. And we ask for signs following, not empty words, O God, but Lord, signs following according to your word, O God, that we will lay our hands on the sick and they will shall recover, that we will take up serpents, that we will get the things and which are not for us, O God. Oh Lord Jesus, let us speak with fresh tongues, refresh anointing we ask for in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
I am going to call on Sister Maggie to pray over these prayer points. And again, here are the prayer points. We need more of the Holy Ghost. This is the power of revival. Ye shall receive power. We need that power for evangelism, effective evangelism. Ye shall receive power and ye shall be my witnesses. We need that Holy Ghost fire, boldness and power. Grant unto thy servants that with boldness they may declare thy word. We need a restoration of spiritual gifts. Yes, not only in our lives, but when we gather together in fellowship, like it used to be, prophecy, tongues, interpretation, visions, revelations, discerning of spirit. We need this power, miracles, healings, everything. Holy Ghost to follow us, come upon us, and the signs to follow us, you know, wherever we go. We need heaven, heaven on earth in our midst. We need fresh fire upon every believer. And the Lord promised it. Ask of me rain. Zechariah 10 verse 1. And the Lord will make bright clouds and pour it down upon every one grass. That's every one grass. No one left behind. Praise God. Furthermore, he also promised, you know, in Hosea chapter 10 verse 12, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. Time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon us. So these are our prayer points. Sister Maggie, let's go ahead in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you for another time in your presence. We thank you because you ask us to pray because you want to answer. And therefore, Lord, we come with boldness and faith unto you, Lord, asking and commanding you according to your word that says, concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. Holy Spirit, you promised in your word. You said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, by the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. Behold the generation we are in, O Lord. The entire world is full of the works of the enemy. Father, it has deepened so much, Lord, that the time has come, Lord Jesus, for you to arise and raise up a standard against him. Raise up a standard, O Lord, and put the enemy to flight. And this standard is the Holy Ghost and the works of the Holy Ghost is the fresh fire from on high that we need. Lord Jesus, we lay before your throne this morning, removing from us everything that has caused a kink in our flow with the Holy Spirit. We remove everything that has defiled us. Everything that has made us abominable. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus because your hands are not shut into God, neither are your ears heavy according to your word. But our iniquity, our sins have caused you to withhold your hands. Therefore, Lord, we lay on your altar this morning, asking, confessing, whatever it is that has blocked your flow, whatever it is that has resisted your flow amongst us, in our individual lives, in our homes, in our gatherings. Holy Ghost, pour yourself again as you have promised that you are the fuller soap and you are the refining fire. Refine us again, O Lord God. Wash us clean again by your precious blood. Let the fire come down, consuming everything that is called flesh and self. In the name of Jesus, We lay bare before you, Lord Jesus. We lay bare before you, Lord Jesus. For we are thirsty. We are dry, O Lord. We are dry. We are thirsty. The land is cracked up, Lord, because the Spirit of the Lord has been withheld. But you promise if we call upon thee, O God, in the unity of the Spirit, you said you will hear from heaven. You will be jealous for us, O God. You will be jealous for your people. Therefore, Lord, arise this morning. Arise in the name of Jesus with your jealousy for thy people. Arise, O Lord God, and cause to come for us again the latter, the former, and the latter rain again, O God. And cause, O Lord, the rain to fall again as you promised, O Lord. In Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1, you said it by yourself, Lord. You said you will pour, you will pour. We command in the name of Jesus. Everything that will hinder this outpouring, because we know you are doing it. Everything that will hinder this outpouring, we remove in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we say, let the touch of God reach unto us in the inner man. Let the touch of God, the flow of this outpouring, reach unto us deep down within us. Because, Lord, you have heard the cry of thy people this morning. Reach out unto us, Father. Let us be revived again. Let the Spirit of the Lord fill us again. Let the Spirit of the Lord penetrate deep down to where we ourselves cannot even see. That, Lord, out of us we begin to flow rivers, rivers of living water. Yes, Lord, out of us we begin to flow the presence of God. For you said in your word, you said this power is dwelling in us already, but some things have been hindering. So we believe this morning that those things are removed as we have laid ourselves before you. Therefore, Lord, let the power begin to flow that we make us to be hungry and thirsty after you, to pursue your presence continually, whether we be in the congregation or we be in our individual places, that there will be the pursuit of the Spirit of God. And in the name of Jesus, you will overwhelm us. Cause us, Lord, to begin to obey your Spirit. Every stubbornness to the Spirit of the Lord, Kariando Sheri Basada, every stubbornness to the word of God, every yielding to self, we command them to be removed in the name of Jesus. Let there be obedience to the word. Let there be obedience to the Spirit of the Lord. And Lord, cause us to begin to walk with you. Lord, Enoch was living in the world like us, and he walked with you. Holy Spirit, when you endow us, as you promised that we should wait, as we have been waiting, you endue us with this power from on high. Lord, we will walk with you like Enoch did. We will walk with you like Moses did. We will walk with you like Paul did. Lord, we will forget everything that is called man, and we will begin to float. We will begin to flow. We begin to rise with wings of the eagles in the name of Jesus. Let it be so, O God. Let us begin to walk with you, Lord. We begin to be engaged in prayers. We begin to engage. Whether we be together, whether we be in our individual closets. Lord, send our revival again.
Amen.
Send our revival again, O God. And that we do the work in us, that will cause us, it will stimulate us, it will give us burden, it will give us passion, it will give us compassion for souls. It will cause us, Lord,
to love like Jesus loved, that we will not want these souls to perish. Yes, Lord. And then, Lord, our faith will be released. We will release our faith continually. That power will be in us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We said, according to your word, you minister to our children too. Because you said we'll be saved and our household. And Lord, you said in your word, Isaiah 59:21, you said your spirit that you have put upon us, and the word that you have put in our mouth, you will cause it to come upon our seed. Let Isaiah 59:21 be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Let Isaiah 44:3 be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We begin to see the manifestation of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We begin to see and experience the gifts of the Holy Ghost in our midst, doing the impossible, causing the sinner man to cry out for salvation, causing the Christians to go deeper in the name of Jesus, like it is in Ezekiel 47. Blessed be thy name, O God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed and received.
Amen. And everybody says, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
For that prayer. Praise the Lord. Welcome, everybody. Just a quick reset. If you joined us after we started, well, today is a prayer fire. Convocation room today. We're praying about all the topics that we have covered over the last several days, about revival, about evangelism, about soul winning, and September to remember. That's the S2R, because you're wondering what that one stands for. There wasn't enough room to put it all in, so put S2R, September to remember. So we've been praying about, we've been taking prayer topics. We pray together, and then I call someone to pray over it. Then we pray to the next one, and so on and so forth. Right now, the next prayer point is, we're now focused on evangelism and soul winning. We needed Holy Ghost, you know, to spring us into action there. Now we are going to pray for the voice of revival. The voice of revival, you know, the power of revival is the Holy Ghost. You know, we need to pray. Engine of revival is united prayer. The voice of revival is the proclamation of the gospel. Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed. Well, actually it's I am proud. Of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believes, everybody, Greek, Jews, and all. So we're going to pray for that voice of revival, that the word of God will go out. The Bible said in the Acts that the word of God prevailed. It actually, the word of God grew and prevailed. So we are going to pray that the word of God will grow. The voice of God will not be silent. That's right. Romans chapter 10 says, how can they believe on whom they have not heard? And how can they hear except someone preaches it to them? How can there be any preachers unless they be sent? Well, we know we have been sent. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And therefore we must go. But we must go in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. We pray for an enabling. We want to pray for an enabling. You know, we've talked about personal witnessing, personal evangelism, soul winning methods, becoming fishers of men, all these things. We're going to put them all into prayer points. Those that are already doing it, the Bible, Jesus said, my Father will prune them so that they can do even more. John chapter 15. And those that are not yet doing it, well, we got to be revived in order to do it. So we are praying, all of us together. The word of God will go forth. like a hammer and a fire. Is not my word, saith the Lord, like a hammer and a fire? You know, so we are going to pray that the word of God will go forth like hammer and fire. Jeremiah 23:29. Break down the stony hearts. You know, that even before we get there, the Lord begins to prepare their hearts. And God will put his word in our mouths, that we will speak the word. The word that can change lives. We want to pray for compassion. You know, that will preach the word of God with boldness, speak the gospel of Christ clearly, but also with compassion. To save those who are listening and hearing us. So that's going to be our prayer point. All of us need this endowment of boldness and to make us an effective witness for Christ. And we go out, preach the word. We talked about many ways of evangelism. Even lifestyle evangelism, where people are looking and reading us as epistles. We've talked about that. Talk about prayer evangelism, when we're praying. But now I want to talk more, especially about this verbal evangelism, scripture evangelism, using the scripture to bring the hearts of people as the most powerful way. Bring them in with the word of God. Speak the word of God. It's a hammer. It's a fire. And God will teach us how to speak it. Not just speak it anyhow, but speak it with compassion to bring the people in. Not just to tell them that they are going to hell, but to offer the solution, the way of escape, because we really want them to escape. So, let us all open our mouths and pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to be more effective witnesses, to sharpen us in the skills of evangelism and also in closing the deal, so winning, that we will have the power of the Holy Spirit to lead us to be more persuasive. King Agrippa said to Paul, "Thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian." The man was very persuasive. You know, Apollos were told that they convinced the Jews mightily with the scriptures. They had the power of God. They used the scriptures to do those things. Even though Apollos only knew the baptism of John, yet he was powerful in the things he knew. And he convinced the Jews even with the scriptures. Stephen preached powerfully with the scriptures. They all preached powerfully with the scriptures. So let us pray that God will make us effective witnesses. And we remember to look for those opportunities where the Lord will open the door. Also, when you're out there, let's believe in what Jesus said. Lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Prayer in Jesus' name. Veronica, but listen first to the prayer points. This is what you'll be praying about. We want God to fill our hearts with boldness, the power of the Holy Spirit, and to direct us as we go in preaching to people. We want compassion, every preacher, every teacher, every witness for Christ, that will be with boldness. We want the word of God to go forth as a fire, like a hammer. We want the Lord to give us courage. He said the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will testify of me, that we will be able to speak Christ clearly and compassionately. We want the Holy Spirit to give us the art of persuasion. To the point where people will say, you are almost persuading me to be a Christian. And yes, Jesus said, well, yeah, you are not far from the kingdom. Lord, give us this grace to be able to win souls, not just be a witness, but also soul winner. Give us the grace to bring them in. Praise the Lord. So prayer from Sister Veronica as we all join along. Go ahead. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Makere mahiara sata. Imara bashiria. Haurere se tiki maya. Bakuma here bastidia make. Harastai makoria. Uye bahiara sata kamaro. Here bahiara stira. Umakuria sene bahiara sa. Hara bastidia. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for this topic. Thank you, Lord, for this hour. Thank you, Lord, for this time, oh Lord, Father, that you put your word in our heart, in our mind, oh Lord. Father, even Lord, to remind ourselves that commission, Lord, you have put into our hand, oh Lord, that commandment, Father. We are obedient servants. We will obey you, Lord, as your children, Amarada Seta. We obey you, Lord, Father, Lord, as we go out, even as we meet our friends, as we meet our co-workers, Lord. Jesus, you put your word in our mouth. We declare it as you have ordained it to be to us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we know your word is a hammer. Your word, oh Lord, sharper than two-edged sword. Lord, we pierce. That stony heart, oh Lord, we'll turn it to fleshly heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, help us. We cannot disbow ourselves, oh Lord. Holy Spirit, come to our aid. Help us. Help us. Lord, put it in our mind, oh Lord Jesus. Even as we are going out, we look at people with a heart of compassion. Oh, are these people just perishing? This is how I look at them. Who are many? How many of these people that are saved? Are they all just perishing? Do they know your word? Father, King of glory, put that power in us, oh Lord. Oh Lord, the spirit of compassion. As Lord, we will think and we will Lord, we'll push you and we will get to where you want us to be. Father, give us the utterance. Father, give us the mind. Give us the spirit. Lord, to declare your word. Lord, just as it is, in the name of Jesus, you have not given us the spirit of fear. Mm-mm. Lord, we are not going to be timid. Oh, Father, we declare it in yours as it is. In the name of Jesus, our Father, Lord God, and Lord, we touch there. Lord, many, Lord, that you have prepared. Lord, we pray before we get to there, you prepare the heart of your people that you have chosen. Lord, as the word follow them, oh Lord. Father, Lord, they have already prepared, oh Lord. That's the fallow ground, oh Lord, that you have watered. Lord, as you speak your word, oh Lord, they will pray, oh Lord, Father. And Lord, they will speak your word, oh Lord, with that power. In the name of Jesus, with that compulsion, Father, Lord, willingly, they will surrender to you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have been doing and for those things you are yet to do. Father, help, oh Lord, as many that are not able to go out. Lord, as many that are not able, oh Lord, to get to where, Father, they're supposed to be. Father, Lord, help them. Lead them. Those that ask, those that seek it. Father, let them find the opportunity to give this word out to the people. In the name of Jesus, wherever they are Jerusalem. They are Jerusalem, oh Lord. They are closed. Father, they must find those who are not yet in you. Father, they will speak with boldness, with your power. And Lord, those people will receive your word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your grace, abundant grace to abide in us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, help us even as we go out today. Father, those people that are being hungry and thirsty for your word, they will have that water. Lord, we will get there. And Lord, preach your word unto them. And Lord, they will be saved in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, thank you. We say thank you, Lord, because it's not by our power. It's you only that worketh in us. Oh, Lord, you only worketh on your people. Oh, Lord, to be able to do, to be willing to do of your good pleasure. Father, we say thank you. Lord, do. Lord, work on us. Work on your people. Work on your people even as we are here now. Work on us, each and every one of us. Those that are not able to see, Holy Spirit, quicken our spirit. Lord Jesus, be with us, O Lord, and go before us. Go, O Lord, go after us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, as many that will lay hands upon as you are lead, as you will lead us. Now they are still behind us. We are not the healer, but you. We just point them, we direct them to you. Father, as we speak your word, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Quicken them, O Lord. Quicken their healing. Quicken their path. Lord Jesus, that your name will be manifest. May manifest in our life, in our hand. Oh Lord, in the life of these people that we meet. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you, Lord, for fresh anointing you pour upon your people. Lord, this latter day, Father, that there will be revival all over. Revive us even before we leave our home. Father, revive our spirit unto you. Father, King of glory, Lord, arise, arise and shine, arise when God be for us. Who can be against us? No one. Father, in this earth, in this mood, Father, we believe and trust you that you can do great and mighty things in our life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing too difficult for you.
You will do it. You lead us. Even those that cannot speak. I have seen some people who said, I have never been to school, but they declare your word. They can memorize your word. They speak a word with freedom and truly. Father, Lord God, let it be this day that every one of us will speak truth, will speak your word, and so shall it be. It will be reasonable, and Lord, it will take the matter. Lord, Father, it will be manifested. Father, every ear that hear, they will say, wow, and your word will come. We come power with anointing unto your people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Amen and amen.
Amen. Everybody say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
And amen. Amen. So thank you for that prayer. Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing. I pray. Yeah, that's a prayer that we should be singing and praying every day. You know, if we can somehow, you know, become, you know, the instruments of righteousness in God's hand. If you know the chorus, let's sing it a couple of times before we continue. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Today is a prayer fire room. And we're also going to be, we have a few more prayer points. We're going to be praying for the youth, you know, in this revival. Yes, powerful stuff. We're going to be praying for our September to remember, you know, gathering. We want to experience these things that we're praying about in a physical gathering. So we'll see what the Lord is going to do. And there's a few more things that we want to, you know, pray about. Souls that we are winning and bringing into the kingdom, that they must remain. So all these things we'll still be praying about. So don't go away. But right now I want you to sing with me. Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing, my service blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me, you can sing along. Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing, my service blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing me, my service blessing. Make me a channel of blessings today. Hallelujah. He that winneth souls is wise. This next prayer topic is that God will make us soul winners. You know, we want to be witnesses, but we want to also win them, bring them in. You know, the multitude of people is the glory of the King. And the Lord already told us that the people that are with us are more than are against us. You know, Revelation chapter 7 shows as far as the eye could see. And we are the people that must bring them in. So we want to be soul winners. Make me, Lord, a soul winner. Soul winner. He that winneth souls is wise. Yesterday, we covered the rewards. Rewards of soul winning. Making heaven happy. That's the number one reward. Heaven is happy. What I'm doing on earth, making heaven happy. That's great. I mean, there's an eruption of joy in heaven when one sinner comes back to the Lord. And if you are the agent that makes that happen, oh my goodness. Jesus said, I will confess your name. All the angels will know your name. All the people in heaven will know your name because you are doing the will of God upon the earth. We want to pray that we will be soul winners and that our fruit will remain. This next prayer point is taken from John chapter 15. You know, we don't want to be branch that is not producing. We want to be the branch that is producing. And not only producing, we want much fruit. Jesus didn't say little fruit. He said much fruit. You know, herein is my Father glorified. You bring forth much fruit, and so shall you be my disciples. And there's even reward for that in John 15 and 16. Say, when you are doing these things and bringing people in, well, so then you can ask whatever you want. And my Father will give it to you. Praise God. So we want to pray that our life will be one of soul winning. We're soul winners. Because the Bible says those that are winning souls, they are wise and they will shine as the brightness of the firmament forever. Soul winners. We're going to pray first, and then afterward, I'm going to call on somebody to lead us in prayer. So let's open our mouths, all of us. Soul winners. Soul winners. Soul winners. That's right. Win soul every day, or at least every week. Win somebody for Christ. More desired, more wanted, and God will give it to us. Let's pray that we'll be soul winners. That we'll be bearers of fruit, and much fruit, and that our fruit shall remain. Prayer in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you turn my heart as stone. Be a soul winner. Lord, make me a soul winner.
I receive passion. In the name of Jesus, we enter the righteousness of God. Give your life for the love of the world, life for life. And so I'm like my Father, the Lord Jesus, that the will I will do, O God. The will I will do, O God, Almighty. Passion for souls. In the name of Jesus, O God. By the power of your spirit, then baptizing us afresh, God. Oh, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God.
In Jesus' name,
amen. 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 This prayer point I'm going to call Sister Titi Lyle to take it to moving the church into the harvest. You know, we want to be soul winners, bringing in the sheaves, that our fruit may also remain. And we don't want our fruit to come in and then fall away. We want our fruit to remain, you know. But before you do that prayer, I want to sing this song. Must I go an empty handed, does my dear Redeemer meet? Not one day of service give him laid, no trophy at his feet. Must I go an empty handed? Must I meet my Savior? So not one soul with which to greet him. Must I empty handed go? Must I go an empty handed? Must I meet my Savior? So not one soul with which to greet him. Must I empty-handed go? Do you want to go empty-handed to meet the Lord?
No, sir.
We shall not go empty-handed. Shall hear much. Our food will remain. That is the lie. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Amen. Father, Lord, God Almighty, we appreciate you for this day, oh God Almighty. We thank you so much, oh God, for who you are. Our Redeemer you are. You gave your life for life. Life for life, my God. Our Passover lamp you are, oh God. And that is who you still remain, oh God. Our Passover lamp. Father, we thank you. We are like our Father, the Lord Jesus. We are praying for we, your church, my God. We are praying, oh God, for this burden. That the burden of the souls of men will be free, will be restored back to each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you gave us this great commission, individually and collectively. Baba, we are asking for grace, oh God, that you multiply grace to us, oh God, that we will stand to our responsibilities, my God, that we will not fold your hands, my God. This high calling that you have called us, my God, we pray for each and every one of us that you put your fire, Karazota, in us again, oh God Almighty. We will not appear before you empty-handed. We will not, Lord,
appear before you empty, and we will come with our sheep with us, God. In the name of Jesus, therefore we arise, Father. Power to arise, we receive, O God, to shine for you as a shining light, O God, to bring many souls to righteousness, O God, and for these souls to remain and abide in you, because you are divine, we are your branches, O God. We thank you, O God. Who else do we have but you, Lord Jesus Christ? You are our Savior, my God. No one else could help us, sweet Holy Spirit, you are our help, O God. Help us to stand to our responsibility. Help us to go forth in the power of your Spirit, O God. Baptize every single one of us afresh, O God. Afresh on me, afresh on my mother's here, my father's here, my brother's here, and to the entire body of Christ, universally, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God, that will rise up and shine for our light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon us, that we will know the import of this calling, that we will understand indeed, the souls of men are precious to you, my God. Hey, Karo Sato Mandakahuria Daha. You do not want any death of a sinner, but you want everybody to come to the knowledge of truth. That is the intent. That is the purpose. That is what is in your heart. That is your heartbeat. Lord, what touches your heart? Let it touch our heart, God. Let us see through your eyes, my God, and bring many souls to righteousness, God. Let us go forth in the power of your Spirit, God. Cause us, my God. You gave us your Spirit to cause us to do your status and to obey your commandment. That was the intention for the reason for we having your Spirit. So sweet Holy Spirit, we depend on your strength. We depend on your finished work, my God. We depend on that which you have done already. And so we go in the power of your Spirit. We apply faith. So we walk a corresponding action to that which you have done. In the name of Jesus, God, we put a corresponding action by going forth in the power of your Spirit to bring many souls, to declare, say, how will they hear unless they have been told? Baba, we are the one to tell them. Baba, we will go. In Jesus' name, God, you will cause us to go. And we too will go in the power. You said we walk in the Spirit. We shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This is your word to us, God. You have told us what to do. Baba, we will go. Whatever it is that is standing on our way, fire goes before you and devour everything that is not causing us to do your will, my God. We break it down today. We set ourselves free to serve the living God. We will not appear before you empty-handed, my Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Baba, you have sent us as a deliverer. You sent Moses to deliver the children of Israel. We are their deliverer. We have come. The deliverer has come. Bible says those who are in darkness have seen the great light, O God. Give us heeding, O God, for our inheritance, O God, and the uttermost earth for our possession. These are your word, my Father, we believe. We know the truth, O God, but cause us to do this truth. Cause us to walk in the truth, in the light of your word, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. Every work of darkness over these people, we set them free. We break those power of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says, even the lawful cut shall be delivered. We pray for our youth. They shall be delivered. We pray for our children, our youth, in the name of Jesus Christ. These children are delivered to serve the living God. Let my people go so that they can serve the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His kingdom will supersede the, over all the kingdom of the earth. We superimpose the kingdom of God over the kingdom of darkness. We shine light into the heart of men. Their sweet influence, Lord, come upon the our youth, come upon every one of us, come upon your church afresh in the name of Jesus. Baba, we thank you for steering us up, all steering every single one of us. We will not give you rest until we bring many souls to righteousness. We will not give you rest, O God, until we continue to do that which you have asked us to do. Baba, we too will not give ourselves rest until we do your bidding, because you said we, your children, will be willing in the days of your power, and these are the days of your power. We are willing to bring many souls to righteousness. Father, thank you. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you, Father, for helping us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God. We appreciate it for your church, O God, has come up out of obscurity. We have come out to shine forth for your light, your glorious gospel. The light of your glorious gospel is shining to every nook and cranny of the earth, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you, because your death, burial, and resurrection will not be in vain. Ha! You will not die in vain. And with you, O God, we will not labor in vain. With that labor, we will eat the fruit thereof. We will gather. No, we will not gather for another man to steal. The ones you have gathered into your band, no one will take these ones away from us. We shield them with our rod of prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we guide them, we protect them with the rod of our prayer, because the Bible says, we that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God, our seed that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God, they shall abide under your shadow, and we shall say of the Lord, you are their refuge and their fortress, in you they will trust, my God. In the name of Jesus, God, their feet are planted in your court, and they will flourish like a palm tree. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Sweet Holy Spirit, we appreciate you. You are God. Thank you, because you have sent us forth, and forth we have gone. In In the name of Jesus Christ, O God, we bless you, O God. We appreciate you, O God, because you are faithful. Thank you because your church has prevailed. Your church is triumph. Your church, O God, is blessed. We speak peaceably to your church. We are not weakling. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. In the name of Jesus, because you are in the midst of your church, your ears as watch as wool, and your eyes as fire. Oh, your feet is as a brass crushing your enemy to pieces, and your loins is guarded with the prayer. You are the chief high priest. You have not left us, O God, and we thank you because you are helping us. Be thou exalted, King of glory. In the name of Jesus, I have prayed. Amen and amen. Thank you, sir. Over to you, sir.
And everybody says, amen.
Amen. Thank you
for that prayer.
Hallelujah.
To the youth, glory to God. You know, so I see that Sister Lola is here and Brother Duke is here. I'm going to be calling on you guys for these prayer topics. But before we do that, I want to talk briefly, just some scriptures for, you know, for prayer for the youth. The next prayer point is for the youth. This promise, Acts 2 and 39, is unto you and to your children, whether they are near or afar, wherever they are, as many as the Lord our God has already called. The promise of Joel that Peter was quoting on the day of Pentecost was focused on that God's going to do among the youth. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit, upon all flesh, but the bride revival will be different. You know, your sons and your daughters representing the youth, you know, Holy Ghost is coming upon them in such a way that they will be prophesying. In fact, they will be walking prophecy. They will be living and dwelling in the prophetic all the time. The most prophetical generation is about to arise among the youth. And John, the apostle, he said, look, ye young men, I have written unto you because you are strong and you have overcome the devil. The power and strength lies with the youth. And so we're going to be praying for our youth. You know, there's a lot of people here that are youth. If you're younger than me, you're youth. So there's a lot of people here that are youth. Praise God. You know, so many, you know, but even, you know what I mean? Our younger generation especially, you know, and many of us here are parents. You have young children. Some of them are a little bit older, you know, but we need them. No one left behind. Isaiah 59:21. The spirit that I put upon you, be upon you and your children. We not depart from them. We ourselves have responsibility, you know, responsibility to speak these words to these young folks. We'll learn, you know, when you're sitting at meat, Deuteronomy says, speak of them. When you are walking by the way, speak of them. Write them even upon your doorposts. Put them on the walls in your house. It's constantly speaking to these children. God said to, concerning Abraham, he said, look, I know him. Yeah. How that he will, you know, command his household after me. You know, the Lord said in Deuteronomy 11 and 18, you shall lay these words in your heart and in your soul and bind them for a sign upon your hand and frontlets before your eyes. Teach them to your children. Speak of them when you are in the house, sitting down, walking by the way, lying down, rising up, you know, and so on. God has given, you know, our children, so that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children. Anytime God speaks to the fathers, he's always speaking to the children. Never left the children behind. Psalm 115 and verse 14. The Lord will increase you more and more. You and your children. Isaiah 8 and 18. I and the children that the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders. So these children, these are our younger generation. And, you know, we have some pillars here today of that younger generation. Sister Lola is here. She's a pillar. Brother Duke is here. He's a pillar. They are going to represent for us today, the youth, and we're coming in behind them. You know, I was a young man when the Lord called me, and I saw what the Lord did in our generation. Nothing. I've not even seen anything like it till this day. But we're going to see it in the youth of this time. Praise God. And even more. He said, how many of you are from the old school that saw this house in its former glory? What do you think? He said, well, I'm going to do something new. Even it will be greater than the former. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be praying for the youth. Before I take prayer from Lola and Duke, well, first of all, let's open our mouth. Many of us have children. They must not be left behind. As a promise also for the children that I want to read to us out of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31. This is a powerful promise that none of the children will remain in the land of sin. They are coming in. The Lord will bring them. And those of you who have children that are perhaps not saved or not walking the way you want them to walk, well, I have comforting news for us today. And listen to this. Thus saith the Lord. Now that's thus saith the Lord. Jeremiah 31 verse 16. Refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears. For thy work over these children shall be rewarded. Remember Proverbs 22 and 6. You have labored over them. You have spoken to them the word of the Lord and so forth. Well, it will not be in vain. They will not go away. And if they went away, they must return. That promise is right here. Your work over them shall be rewarded, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children, so it's talking about children, your children shall come again to their own border. What is the border where we want these children to function? In the spirit of God, moving in the things of the spirit. That's what we want to see among the youth. We don't want them carried away, swept away by whatever is happening. But there is a generation, you know, that is different from this youthful generation that curses mother and father. Our own generation, they bless the Lord. They honor their parents. They are filled with the spirit. They are strong. They overcome the devil. They do signs and wonders. Yes, they carry on the flame. So prayer for the youth in Jesus' name. Everybody, open your mouth. Let's pray for our young men. They are the agents of revival.
They pray for our youth, O God. You made them like Gideon, my God. Like Daniel. Lord, we pray that you have mercy upon our children. In the name of Jesus, 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 in mighty men and mighty women of valor, in your mighty hands, they need also upon our youth, Lord. They will serve you, my Father, Lord. They are the generation of Jesus Christ, Lord. Our youth are generation of Jesus Christ, Lord. My Father, my God. Ah, your death, burial, and resurrection of our youth will not be in vain, my God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, I will pray for you. You have overcome them. Because greater is he that is inside of you than he that is in the world. Mara Sotarina Jana Buddha Zetia. You are a vessel unto honor. We speak peace unto your life. We speak peace unto you. In you, you are blessed. We speak the word of God over your life. In the name of Jesus, you are faithful. You are strong. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In the name of Jesus, Allah will contend them that contend our youth. You will save our youth. You will save our children, O God. To serve you, my God. In the name of Jesus. The cross will not be held over your life. The cross will happen to you. The cross of God will happen to you. In the name of Jesus. You are set free. And you are free indeed. You will know the truth. And the truth will make you free. You are free in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We destroy every covering cast upon you. We destroy every covering that is cast upon you. We destroy it on this mountain. In this mountain, we destroy every covering that is cast upon you. In the name of Jesus, you will see clearly. There's clarity in your vision. You have 2020 vision. Marasota, to start to see the Lord. Oh, Jadori, in the name of Jesus, you are strong. You are blessed. In the name of Jesus, you are the blessing of the Lord that made heaven and the hearts. It is well with you. The Lord has paid the price for you. In the name of Jesus, you are more than conqueror. You are victorious, O God. We believe in the finished work of the Lord. The finished work of the Lord is happening to you. The Lord of hosts is with you, and the God of Jacob is your refuge. No enchantment against you, no divination against you. In the name of Jesus, we frustrate the talking of the liar over our youth. In the name of Jesus, we frustrate the work of the enemy. Only the counsel of the Lord is permitted in your lives. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of hosts is with you, and the God of Jacob is your refuge. The blood of your Jesus is speaking for you. He's speaking mercy instead of judgment. He's speaking peace in your life. The blood has spoken better things. He's speaking blessing. He's speaking deliverance. He's speaking restoration. He's speaking acceleration. He's speaking enlargement in your lives. We are the gatekeeper. We are not going to hold our peace day nor night. We speak peace unto you. You are blessed. You are blessed by the finished work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God in Christ.
Amen. I'm going to call on our young leaders that are here to pray for the youth. And at the end, I am going to prophesy a powerful benediction over this young generation. My goodness. Lord, put it in my bones already. So, but first, I want to call on Duke, and then right after that, Lola, you guys are going to pray for your generation. You know, your generation starts from you and the ones behind you, you know, and that you will be the torch bearers. You know, you will never let the flame die. And we've seen the flame. We've experienced in our time. But we need that flame to continue, and it must continue in you guys. And the Bible says that you're already strong. You already overcome the devil. You want to see it. David was a young man, did all those things. All these young people in the scriptures, even Jesus was a young man. At the peak of his ministry, he was only 33 years old. So we want to see some real stuff among the youth. So we're going to ask you guys to pray. Go ahead, Duke, you pray for the youth. And we will join you in prayers in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. I thank you, Almighty God, because truly your word says that you are written to us because we have known the Father. It says, I write to you, little children. It says, because you have known the Father. It says, I write to you, young men. It says, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you. And you have overcome the wicked one. Father, my God, I thank you. I thank you because you have made us to know you, Almighty God. You have loved us first, Almighty God. You drew us even before we were even put in our mother's wombs, Almighty God. You had plans for us young people, Almighty God, to do exploits. You have said that our strength, the young people's Their strength is, their gift is in their strength. They are strong and they are able to do great exploits. Almighty God, Father, King of Kings, let wisdom be coupled with our strength, Almighty God. Let knowledge and understanding be coupled with our strength, Almighty God. Let us know you and come to trust you. I pray for every young person, including myself, that we would know you like David knew you in his young days. We would know you like Jeremiah knew you in his young days. That because we knew you in our young days, we will be bold and strong to do great exploits. Like Joseph knew you in his young days, Almighty God, we will come to know you, Almighty God. We would have a relationship with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I pray, Almighty God, that the anointing will be upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Like your word says that you have an, that we have an anointing from the Holy One, and that we know all things, Almighty God, from King of Kings. Now you have not written to us because we do not know these things, but because we know the truth. Let the anointing of the truth be upon every single young person, Almighty God, in my generation, King of Kings. Lord, even especially those of the faith, Almighty God, you have written to Almighty God. Let the anointing of the Holy One guide us. Let him teach us in the way to go in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we can do greater exploits than that which we are, our fathers and our forefathers have done in the mighty name of Jesus. And that which even you did, Almighty God, because we will grow in numbers, we will grow in understanding, we will grow, Almighty God, and we will do great exploits. The kingdom of this world, the enemy of this world, the prince of the air of this world, Almighty God, will not be able to stop what God is doing amongst us, Almighty God, King of Kings. As you, O God, has called us forth in this time, Almighty God, to that your spirit should be upon us, that we would thrive, that we would go according to your purposes, to do your will. Oh God, guide us in the way that we will guide every single young person, starting from me and Sister Lola and all of our peers, both on this call and those who are not on this call and this generation. We stand on the promises of God, Almighty God. We stand on your word. We stand on the anointing that has been placed upon our heads, Almighty God. Father, guard our hearts from temptation, Almighty God, and from the loss of the flesh. Let us go in spiritual things. Let us be bearers of spiritual things. Let us carry the torch forward, Almighty God, from where our parents have taught us up to, and let us expound even more by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Almighty God, that your Holy Spirit would guide us, that your anointing would teach us all things, would empower us to walk just as you walked upon the earth in the mighty name of Jesus, King of Kings, that we will be strengthened, that when we face mistakes, Almighty God, we will be reminded that we have the Holy Spirit, that we have Jesus Christ as an advocate in us, Almighty God, King of Kings. Let us be filled unto the uttermost. Let us be walk courageously and boldly in our times in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to actively also love one another, love our neighbors, and keep our eyes fixed on you. Lord, the problems of this world, help us become solution bearers, Almighty God, to the problems of this world, King of Kings. Lord, the new problems that you seem to be bringing in with the new tools and digital things of this age. And Father, my God, let us, your children, receive the wisdom and the insights to be ahead of it by your spirit. Lord God, I pray for every single young person, Almighty God, that as we have come to know you, we will trust in you. We will lean not on our own understanding. We will be strengthened, Almighty God. And our testimony would be that, oh Lord God, that we knew the Father and we committed what we had known to our generations to come in the mighty name of Jesus. Because of how much we have come to know the Father, a generation will arise filled with righteousness, filled with holiness, filled with purity and zeal for the fear of the Lord, for the fear of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for pouring out your spirit upon us in our generation, for empowering us, Almighty God, to do mighty work, great works. This world that seems to be looking confused day by day, Lord, your children are rising up and they will turn things around, Almighty God. There will be a shining light in this generation, Almighty God. The enemy will not be able to stop the shining light of the children of God as they arise in this generation. They will start to do great exploits and great wonders. We will see it manifest in our lifetime in the mighty name of Jesus. They will also they will also in turn speak to the enemies at the gates of their fathers and their mothers in the mighty name of Jesus. They will speak to the enemies at the gates of their parents' generation in the mighty name of Jesus. We will raise them and they will be mighty archers, mighty arrows in the hands of their parents, mighty arrows in the hands of their elders and the people around them in the mighty name of Jesus. These young ones will grow in the way of the Lord. They will grow in the truth of the Lord, and their lives will reflect the life of Zoe, the life and the Zoe life of Christ and of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you because your spirit is upon us. The anointing of the Holy One guides and directs us from now on in the mighty name of Jesus. It's in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And everybody says,
amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen and amen and amen. Powerful amen.
Say amen to all those prayers. And Sister Lola, you can go next. And then I'm going to wrap the youth prayer up with a blessing over the youth. Praise the Lord.
Pastor, so she's at work.
Go, sir. She's at work. She says she can't speak.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. Okay. That's fine. Okay, let me just pray over the youth, actually just declare over the youth the blessing of the Lord. You know, Paul said, he said, look, you know, when I come among you, you know, I'd not shun to declare unto you
the full counsel of God. And I can't pray that I come, that I may be able to impart unto you some spiritual gift. And that was his passion. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we've seen throughout the scriptures, Lord, how the older, they blessed the younger. Jacob leaning upon his staff, blessing all his children, pronouncing prophetically over them. God be the glory. I also, Lord, be by the grace of God that is upon me, I declare and impart over these children the Spirit of God. Bible say, my Spirit that is upon you and that I put in your mouth, I put upon the children. The Lord took up the Spirit that was upon Moses, put it upon 70 of the people. Lord, the Spirit that you have given unto us, Lord, that have seen you and seen your power, put upon these children, this is our younger generation, and let the glory of the latter house be greater than even the former, in the name of Jesus. We want to see these young men and women rise up and stand and speak for Jesus. Hallelujah. Because yes, indeed, they have known the Father. They have known him who is from the beginning. They have known the true one, and they know the truth, and the truth have made them free, and they are strong. They overcome the devil. Praise the Lord. But I will pray for these young ones that they will be detached from the things of the world. As it is written, love not the world, neither the things that are therein. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We declare that our children, the youth, the younger generation, the love of the world is not in them. But the love of the Father is in them. We declare that they are strong. They know the Lord and they will do exploits for Jesus. We declare that they will be the ground and pillar of the truth. Even the house of God, they take over. Yes, they take over communities, fellowships, and different places. The young are bold. They are coming out boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus. We declare that no man will despise their youth. Bible says, let no man despise you. Let the youth be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And in their generation, they will be a witness and they will be a bridge. I declare that this youth will be a bridge to the older generation, us, to themselves, I mean between themselves, and then the ones that are coming in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We declare that the sevenfold anointing will be coming over this young generation. Upon one stone shall be seven eyes. To God be the glory. We declare it so, it will be so. The fire and glories of God will be upon them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will see themselves as God sees them. Strong to do exploits in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that the truth will be in them. You say the Holy Spirit, he will reveal to you all truth, will guide you into all truth. These young ones, Lord, will be guided into all truth. And those that are leaders and pillars among them, that they will sanctify themselves. Bible says, for their sakes, I sanctify myself. Father, Lord, even though we see all the things you did, great things in the scriptures, all the young people, Joseph, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, even Jeremiah as a young man, even Christ himself, young man, only 33 years old, have done all those incredible things. I pray, O Lord, for all these our youth, in the name of Jesus, that you will empower them to carry this flame. And all the little foxes and things that will distract them, Father, break those things down. Give them power to overcome distractions. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every time they gather together, let them see a demonstration of the Holy Ghost and power in their midst. Let them fan the fire and the flame of revival in the name of Jesus. Spread quickly in their communities and bring in even more young people to Christ in the name of Jesus. The Lord said, in his word that he will be with them. He will never leave them nor forsake them. The Lord be with this younger generation, never leave you nor forsake you. We'll bequeath on you the power of God today. Even as Jesus breathed upon them, receive the Holy Spirit, command the breath of the Lord to come over all the young people. Receive the things of God in Jesus' name. And let there be a bridging of the generational gap. The Bible says in the last days, the spirit of Elijah will return cause even the fathers to look toward their children, the children look towards, you know, the fathers. I pray even for fathers and parents that, Lord, we would take the first step, reach out to these children, whether the bridge have been broken in the name of Jesus. Let there be a breaching. I mean, let there be a closing up of the breaches in the name of Jesus. Repairer of the breaches. Restorer of the pastor dwelling in the name of Jesus. And together, Lord, none of our children, none of the younger will be left behind. We will not be left behind. Moses said, we will go. Our wives will go. Our children will go. Everything we have will go. None will be left behind. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And everybody says,
amen.
Praise the Lord. Our last prayer point before we close, and I know we've run long, but it's good.
Amen.
It's all good. Is for a September to Remember event. And all these things. And we want to see the younger generation there. Don't think of it as a gathering for old folks. We want to see you there. You know, so, you know, all these things that we have prayed about, we want to see them in our midst. We want to see fresh fire anointing. We want to see the stirring up of the gifts of God. We want to see, hear prophet signs. We want to see miracle signs and wonders. I want to see souls saved. We want to see healings. We want to see prayers that have lingered, you know, for a long time. We want to see breakthroughs, those things being answered, things coming, things happening, heaven opening. Ha! Glory to God. We want to see, and I'm going to use this scripture in Isaiah 45 and verse 8, you know, to pray over the event, and I want all of you to pray together. Praise the Lord. You know, the what we are looking for in this meeting is lives will be changed, will be transformed into champions of faith, but salvation will spring forth also in every dimension of the word salvation. Body, soul, and spirit. Drop down, the scripture says in Isaiah 45 and 8, ye heavens from above, let the skies pour down righteousness even upon September to remember. Let the earth open up to receive. Let them, both heaven and earth, together bring forth salvation. Let righteousness spring forth together, for I, the Lord, have created it. So let's pray for our September to remember event. Before you know it, we're only about 7 weeks away. We've been talking about this in the beginning of the year. Then it was 9 months away. Now we are 7 weeks away. Before you know it, be right around the corner. The people, you know, are excited. We're seeing, and the Lord is generating even more excitement. Ha! Praise the Lord. And so let's take prayer. Open your mouth and let's pray for our September to remember event. Prayer in Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you.
Lord,
Lord, we thank you for the September to remember event. It is going to be, even as the name says, blessed be the name of the Lord. There will be such an experience that we will not forget for a long time. We pray, Lord, for the logistics team. Lord, give them the wisdom, complete the few things that remain. All things are now ready, Jesus said. Bid the people come to the feast. We pray, Lord, that people will not give excuses. Some said, well, I married a wife, you know, I bought a land, I've done this and that. Lord, that will not be the case. Even some of our people that want to come, but today they are thinking they cannot come because of one thing or the other. You will surprise them. I said, I have set before you an open door in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord will do it, and his name will be glorified. Father, we pray for the spirit of unity. When we come together, let there be such a unity that even the presence of God will be drawn in. That's right. The Lord will be drawn in. The glory of God will come on in there. Praise God. We will see the apostolic anointing in the midst. We will receive prophecies, visions, tongues, interpretation, healings, miracles, and above all, salvation of souls. Let the impact, oh Lord, let it spark something in Arizona. Lord, you gave us a prophecy years ago that at the end there's coming a revival in Arizona. We pray, Lord, I will be able to key into that in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I pray for over the weather patterns, as we were praying already that, you know, leading up to these next few weeks and so on, you know, things will be calm in the land. By the time we get to that season, it will be wonderful weather. There will be no rain to disturb the event. We'll be able to go and come. Those who are traveling in declare that their trips are smooth. There will be no delays. Yeah, we know the devil knows now. We could not keep it a secret from the devil. He knows now that we are doing this thing. But he that is with us is greater than he that is without. So every plan of the enemy to foil the attempts of people trying to come to bring delays and so on and so forth and situations, we cancel those things in Jesus' name. It is well with everybody that's planning, both the
people who are local, those who are coming. Some people are coming from various states in the United States. Some people are even coming from outside the country. Lord, their expectations shall not be cut off. They will not be disappointed until you shall the gathering of the people be. You say, where? You say, wherever the carcasses, there are the eagles, the sharks, and different things gather. Well, Lord, this is something happening. Let the eagles gather in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. And Father, we believe, therefore we speak. The Bible says, because I've believed, therefore I've spoken. We believe that there will be, you know, such a presence, a fresh fire anointing. He said, well, when brethren come together in unity, there the Lord commanded the blessing. Let there be such a commandment go forth. From the time of the going forth of the people to come and to gather, whether it be the day before the starting of the event, through the event, and even days after, let there be such a presence of the Lord that there will be life commanded. Dead things will come to life. That's right. Bible says that the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Dead things will come to life. You know, the visions, dreams will come alive again. Power of God be resurrected in our lives like never before. Experiences, glory of God, and different things, and even breakthroughs in our own lives, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And bring in the young, the old, the whole, the maimed, anybody. Lord, let's see greater things. And then when we are there, we'll be empowered. We will go out from there also, even while we are there. And we're going to see what the Lord is going to do for us. Father, we pray that such a grace will be upon us, that the word of God will not be lacking. Let there not be a lacking teaching priest lacking in our midst. You said, I will give you pastors that are after my own heart, that will feed you with knowledge and revelation and truth. So God be the glory. So let it be in Jesus' name. Prepare, O Lord, every one of us, and do a new thing in our hearts. Do something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Hey, today. Do something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Do something new in my life. I pray. That's our prayer, Lord, for September to remember. Do something new. Not something that we ever already knew, but something we never knew.
Amen.
Take us to places where we've never been, spiritually speaking. Show us things that we didn't know. Glory to God. You know, Lord, show us great and mighty things which we know not. So call upon, and I will show you great and mighty things which you've never known. As a ministry, as walking with God, take us to places that we've never been. Show us, oh Lord, things that we've never done before. Let us do things that we've never done before. Because you said, I will do a new thing. Let us experience you in ways that we've never experienced before. No matter what level we are in, take us higher in the name of Jesus. Higher, 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 higher every day. In the name of Jesus. From the moment that people are planning in their hearts to the time that the meeting will be over, let it never be over in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. We'll go away with a fire. Some, you know, one time somebody said, Lord, let us build 3 tabernacles that we just be here. Lord, let it be such a feeling that people say, wow, why are we closing the meeting? Why don't we just remain? Praise God. But Jesus said, well, let us go on now. You know, there's other things that we must do. Father, Lord, visit us in such a way that will be the testimony of everyone that will come. Those of us who are core members of Walking with God and those whom we will invite, let us all experience you the same. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Mm-hmm. Father, oh Lord, let there be something that the people will see. The building on fire. That's right. People will see something going on there. You begin to draw people in for yourself. Said, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto myself. Even our Lord, as we lift you up in the name of Jesus, begin to draw souls unto yourself and let the Lord receive all the glory. All the glory be thine. Not us. Not unto us. Not unto us, but unto you. You call for it. You're the one doing it. And you're the one who will receive all the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer meeting today. As we round up, thank you for everybody that was able to be here, Lord. We thank you for those that joined us even while they were at work. They were joining and listening in. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. To God be the glory. I pray, Lord, that this grace to be soul winners will go with us today and every day in the name of Jesus, even as we have gone. That we'll go forth, bear precious seed, the word of God, and that we'll come back with rejoicing, bring in the sheaves, and there'll be results and testimonies. To God be the glory. Wherever we go, let us enact the scriptures, and we will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. To God be the glory. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. To those that are going out in the fields, Lord, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. Nothing shall by any means hurt them. Under the dynamic haze of power. In Jesus' name. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we take a moment to lift up our brother Paul before the Lord? They have some, I think he has some hearing in the coming week that the Lord God Almighty will perfect all that concerns this matter. And put an end to it this month in the name of Jesus.
Amen. July 21, July 28, I believe it is, pre-hearing and then the case.
Yes.
God. Okay, let's open up our mouth. God has already
started. Our Father. Yes, Lord. We'll yes, Lord. It. We are grateful. We are grateful to you for what you have started. We thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And I covet your prayers also this coming week. I'll be doing my book launch and also on behalf of our 50th anniversary so that the Lord will perfect it and make it go smoothly and successfully in Jesus' name. Let the Holy Spirit Do that for us in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
We pray, my Lord, Father, we Lord, we pray your concerning the
Father. We pray, Father, for the book launch of our mother here.
And we thank you, Father, Lord, Jesus, our God Almighty, is coming with you, Lord.
Our 50th wedding anniversary, Baba, we hand it over to you. It will be wonderful. It will be glorious. It will be
clean. Amen.
Lord, smoothly as us all. The intention for people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of God. Then whose marriage is
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thank you for praying. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Lady Evan, for calling out those prayer requests. You are all invited to the book launch. Announcements have been going out. Look for those announcements on WhatsApp and other places. There will be a book launch on Zoom. We're going to be doing it on the very day of our wedding anniversary. We're not having that kind of big party that people know us for. We love to throw parties. But this time around, I said, no, we're not doing any of that.
I saw the 25th, by the way. It's not the same day.
Oh, okay. So you're doing it on the 25th?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we will be having our anniversary this time around. Just pray for us. We're not throwing that kind of big party that we always throw. We just have a small thing within the family. So pray for us. You know, but this book launch, I think because of all the activities of that day. But the day the book will actually be available on Amazon will be on that very 24th of July, which is the very day of our anniversary. So we're thanking God for 50 years together. Nobody knew or thought 50 years ago that we would still be here. We thought the rapture would have taken place, we've long since been gone, you know. But because we are still here, then we continue to love the Lord and to continue in the work that God has put in our hands. The Lord called us, my wife and I, together to do something, put something in us when we came together. I told us certain things, and we thank God that He's helping us, and to God be the glory. Well, you know, I think there's another 50 years, you know, ahead of us that, you know, step on to the next phase. You know, the Lord should tarry. We'll continue going. Praise the Lord. So we appreciate your prayers there. And we appreciate you also coming to the book launch. Powerful, powerful. You would think that someone who, you know, has been in their marriage, one husband, one wife for 50 years, you should expect that they have a little something to say about it. So the book is going to be a blessing to everybody. She's the one that wrote the book, not me. So we pray that the Lord will put a blessing on it. So thank you, everybody. That's all the time we have for today. Look for the announcement on the book launch. It's been posted. We'll repost it again multiple times before then so that people will not forget. And, we want to close the meeting now. We'll see you all tomorrow again by the grace of God at the same time. Praise God. Thank you for joining us. It's been a long day today. Saturdays are the rooms where we can take a little longer time because, you know, I don't have to be at work or this and that. So we take a little more time, but we've been here now for 3 hours, so it's time to go. The Lord bless you throughout this day, whatever you do. Let's all, the Bible says, whatever we do, do all to, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving God the glory. So we give God the glory for this day. And good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. Until we meet again, the Lord keep us all. Blessings
and room closing now in 3, 2, and 1.